You went out on a first date.
Everything went well. We had a little kiss. It was great.
And you're still waiting for the second.
Why is he not texting?
Marco and Krista.
Come on, just text. Text. Come on. We had a good time. You know you want to text me.
It's Second Date Update.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. Madeline is calling in here this morning because you've been out on a great date with a girl named Chloe. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
All right, fantastic. Well, first, thanks for being on our show and thanks for emailing us. So how did you meet Chloe, by the way?
We met at a Starbucks, actually. Mm. It was, like, really cute. We just, like, bumped into each other in line and, you know, took it from there.
Okay. All you need. Yeah. All you need.
Ordering some coffee, yeah. Doing some... And it never works for me. All right. So you guys started talking, and then you guys decided that you would go out, not that night, or was it that night?
No, it was a couple days later. And we just decided to, you know, go out to dinner, this restaurant that I suggested, and...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So then tell me about your date then. Did you pick her up? Did you guys meet out?
Well, she actually picked me up. And we drove over there together. And then, I mean, we had a really nice meal. There was, a lot of good conversation. It seemed like we were hitting it off.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I don't know what went wrong.
Okay. Hmm. And then how did you try to contact Chloe? Did you text her or shoot her a call? Or what did you do to try to get back in touch with her?
Yeah, I texted her the next day just being like, hey, I had a good time. Like, I hope we can do it again, blah, blah, blah. And then I didn't hear back from her.
Okay. And you guys talked pretty regularly before you went out, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Like, there was, like, a couple of days between when we met and when we went out, and we were, like, texting the whole time and just chatting. And
all right, well, that
maybe
is...
Maybe the coffee wasn't right. Maybe it was the wrong brew. Maybe you needed a strong instead of a blonde one.
Maybe. all right, we're going to try to find out what's going on right now, Madeline, for you. Don't say anything. We're going to see what's happening, okay?
Okay.
All right, second date update. Let's call Chloe.
Hello?
Hey, is this Chloe?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Chloe. Hi, this honey. Is Marco and Krista. We're live on 93.1 Jams right now. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm good.
Yeah. Hate to ambush you like that so early in the morning, but we just wanted to call and say hi.
Hi.
We also have a little bit of a question. We're doing a second date update. You went out with a girl named Madeline, and she hasn't heard back from you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went out with Madeline.
Yeah.
Didn't you share a nice latte together?
Yeah. We met at a coffee shop.
Yeah, right. How we met. So what happened? What's going on? Why we thought it was all good, and then you kind of have just disappeared into the background a little bit.
Honestly, she's cool. She's great. She's a great person. I had a fun time on the date, but we were in my car, and she was quite the backseat driver.
Oh, she was telling you what to do.
Yeah, kind of aggressively.
Oh, God.
Was she just kind of telling you, hey, this is a quicker way over here, or was it like an aggressive, you know, do this way, screaming at
you? It was like she was screaming the directions at me because if I did not know where to go.
Oh, she's like Siri in the background.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Like, she wasn't being mean though, right? I mean, she was just like, oh no, like right here? Or was she really aggressive?
No, she was being kind of mean about it.
Really?
But then when we got to the restaurant, it was like nothing happened and she was like the normal person that I met.
Really?
Like in the car, it was like turn right, turn right.
Was it like road ragey? Was she mad at other people or like was she just dissatisfied with your style of driving?
It was both.
And that was a huge turnoff for you.
A huge turnoff. She like switched. She was like one person in the car and then very different outside of it. I was very big turnoff. I like would never want to get into a car with her again.
Okay. So, but everything else with her is fine. She's great. You like her. You guys hit it off. Everything other than when you were driving. There was no red flags at dinner or anything like that either? Or
No red flags at dinner. Like just complete different in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and then she tried to get back in touch with you and you just don't really want to have anything to do with somebody that's so aggressive. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yeah. I mean, if she's like that in the car, then like, I don't know what's going on in other areas of her life, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not something I want to be involved in.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a valid excuse. I do have to tell you, Chloe, that we have Madeline with us. She was worried and couldn't get in touch with you. So she's actually standing by on the phone. So, Madeline, you were a little aggressive in the car, and you sort of turned Chloe off a little bit. Did you hear what we were saying there?
Yeah. I mean,
Nobody's ever said that to me before. I didn't think that that was a huge deal. I was just trying to, like, get us there safely and efficiently.
You didn't feel like you were barking out directions or saying, you know, saying things in a manner. My mom always used to say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
No, I mean, obviously, that was not my intention. I was, like, out on a date with this person. I'm not trying to, like, be mean or be aggressive and off-putting, but I don't know. I did not mean for it to come across that way.
So, Chloe, you hear Madeline, and sort of she's apologetic and she's confused. I mean, is it a way maybe you just kind of misunderstood what she was doing? Or, I mean, because it seems like you guys are pretty close here.
I would love if I misunderstood, but I'm pretty confident in what I heard and how I felt in the car.
Yeah.
You know how liquor can make people angry?
Like angry.
It happens. It could be like this with caffeine. Maybe she just had too much caffeine and got a little too aggressive.
Or in cars. I mean, cars, it is stressful when you drive. Especially, I missed the exit the other day because they have all that construction over there. All right, well, here's what we do. Normally, Chloe, on Second Date Update, I'll offer to pay for an entire new meal. You guys don't have to worry about anything. We'll take care of all of it. You guys go anywhere in Madison you want here. If you want to try it over, maybe redo this whole thing and see if it was just a one-time occurrence, it's totally up to you. We'll pay for the entire thing, and maybe you guys can try it out again. It's all on your plate, though.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, maybe we just drive separate cars.
Oh, though. I love it. Do it.
All right, Madeline, did you hear that? Good news. And you can maybe, when you're in the car, just relax, or maybe take separate cars. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep my mouth shut in the car this time. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Awesome, girls. Well, thank you very much. This is going to be great. Call us back and let me know when the big wedding date is.
Thank you.